Welcome to the niche.
Hi.
Got a bit of behind the scenes for today. So we're at the point with Flesh Fiction where we finally get to see, well, reveal the names, names of the authors. And we've been reading these stories now over and over again for like the past 4 months. Plus,
because 11 months, right? Like some of these stories arrived 11 months ago.
And we've spent the last month, I guess, like hardcore, earnestly.
Hang on, finish that sentence.
Just finishing up all of the judging, getting it all done. And it's been a lot of work. And we've been reading these stories and we're just like, who wrote these stories? And we've got our suspicions on some of them. But now the judging is done. We've done the blind bit and we are ready to take off the little, what are they called? The eye, the visor, blindfold. Thank you.
A little bit of a mental blank. You should know this by now. Are you kidding me?
I know.
I have to say, I feel very much in the dark. Maybe it is this blindfold that we're wearing, but like I don't know really who wrote these. I have a couple of guesses that I feel good about, but usually that's a bad sign. And then the rest, I'm going to be absolutely amazed. I'm a bit nervous to look behind the curtain.
So if we sound a little bit different, it's because we are on a video call because we couldn't wait another, three, 4 days before recording to do the reveal. So we'll go through all of the categories. We'll reveal the stories one by one. And we're just going to do the ones, well, mainly start off with the ones in the long list and the short list and work our way through those. But before we do, we're going to start off with our own stories because Amanda and I both submitted a story to the comp and we don't really know which story is the other person's, but we're going to guess and see how close we are. I've got a bit of a short list, and I'll talk you through that.
Oh, you cheater.
Well, I'll decide on one, but we'll get there. Why don't you start?
What? No, you've got a list. You go ahead.
Okay. So, well, I'll tell you what. I did cheat a little bit because I didn't do this as I went through reading. And a couple of times I thought, oh, this might be Amanda, but I didn't note it down. So my methodology was, because we were going to guess for this reveal, was just to go through one category, and that category is obviously erotic comedy, because I figure there's 100% chance that you submitted a story to comedy.
Oh.
I would be really surprised if you didn't. So I thought I'd narrow that down. And then I thought I just looked at the top stories that were in the long list and cut from the long list, like just the top 30 or so stories, because I figured probably did okay.
Oh, thanks.
So
you have faith in me.
If those two assumptions didn't turn out correct, then I'm going to be way off the mark. But there was four stories that I thought of as candidates.
Are we going to go from fourth to first, or what are we doing here? And well, at what point do I confess?
This is just random. Well, no, let me go through I'm just hedging myself a bit, and then I'll say the one I think is probably the one based on that. But you know, this is from 30 stories, and it may not be in that section. So the first one was fucking scary, I hope. And that was the boogeyman fucking one. Now, look, the other thing that I was looking for here in these stories were little hints. Okay. Writing style, maybe some kind of references. And I figured your story was going to have a concept, right? It wasn't just going to be a scene. It wasn't just going to be – there would have had to be some sort of concept that it was written around, if that makes sense. A little bit high concept. And this was like a boogeyman. It would have to be clearly in response to the prompt, let's say. So that's one of them. I thought it might be our friend Tommy, because that was the one with the, what's it called? The bag.
Colostomy
bag, which you liked a lot on reading. So I thought, maybe you went for that angle. There was one that the writing style seemed to fit you a little bit. That was guilty as charged of intentionally causing grievous bodily pleasure. But I've ruled that out on the title, because I just don't think you would submit a long title like that.
Unless I was trying to trick you.
Yeah, could be. I don't know how sneaky you are. So the one I've ultimately decided I think is probably yours, just because of the names in the story being Holly and Simon, and that's Good Night, Sleep Tight. But I have no idea if yours is even in this top 30, so I don't know if this was completely futile.
All right. Well, so do you want to reveal now? I'd love to hear your thought process. Okay. Well, I'm going to go all in on the full reveal at this point, and okay. That is to say that that was my decoy story.
Oh. Oh. You submitted two stories?
I did submit two stories. What?
You are sneaky.
This was on the advice of a couple of friends in the coven, because I was just thinking, oh, he's going to guess my idea, and how do I stop him from guessing? And they're like, submit two.
Oh.
So I did. Now, how did that one go fare in, I think it's cut from the long list, is that right? Or something like that?
It was reserved. So that makes the long list if another story happens to be one of ours. Okay.
Well, I can't, because it's mine, right? So just to explain the reserve. Hmm. So we had a system when we were scoring where, of course, we have to pick the long list, and we'll explain all this in the long list episode, which I'll assume everyone will listen to, but basically sort of picking a top 10% for the long list. But we didn't know which of our stories appeared, like which category we had written for. Yeah. And so to hedge our bets there, we added some reserves in each category, both for the long list and then for the podium as well, on the off chance that we made it that far. So I believe that story was a long list reserve. Mm. So did quite well, really. That's a good result. So just shy of the top 10%. But secondary confession.
Yeah.
AI helped me with that one.
Oh, really?
So I was running close to the deadline, as you know. Yeah. My story was very rushed. I very much wanted to submit a decoy. And so just out of curiosity as well, knowing that I would have to confess eventually, I got ChatGPT to write it for me based on my idea. I did substantially edit it, knowing some of the quirks of AI-generated stories. But I have to say, and this is something I'm sure we'll talk about in the long list episode, but it wrote a pretty good story on its own.
Yeah.
And I did edit it, but it was not bad. So that alarmed me, and that coloured some of my thoughts.
Yeah, it's a bit of a recurring thing in the judging, but which we'll talk about, no doubt. So a decoy story, this is completely out of left field. I didn't know you wrote two stories. I remember you saying, oh my God, I'm not going to finish my story. And it's because you were writing two stories.
Writing one, editing another doesn't count. But anyway, you picked my decoy. Well done. I mean, I did drop some very unsubtle clues. So,
it was the clues. That's what did it. The Holly and Simon and the concept, I feel. And also, I don't know, something about the character of Holly as well. She was kind of a little bit of a bitch.
You could see how I was putting myself into the character. Yeah, got it. No, she was a bitch, and Simon was disappointing. So sorry, Holly. I did also break the no real people rule there and embroil you in my decoy story, but I've disqualified myself. So,
what was your actual story? Was it in the same category?
It was in comedy. So well done on picking up that very unsubtle cue. Didn't pick it though.
It's not in the list?
It made the long list.
Oh, okay.
Just.
And it wasn't in the short list that I came up with just now?
No.
Now I'm intrigued. All right, let's have a look. I'm going to filter by comedy.
Just made the long list. And I would like to say very clearly for the record that you're the one who put it there. I was playing pretty cool on that one to see what would happen. And
I was actually trying to remember when I was going through this, like, which ones did who say, and try to do it that way. But I don't know if you would have promoted your story or just been...
I mean, I obviously rated it M+, if that narrows it down, when we were doing our initial judging, because it appeared in my half of the stories when we broke them down initially. So I knew you wouldn't get to read it unless at least I voted at M+. So, of course, I was going to do that.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I think it probably deserved an M+, but, you know, it's not a winner. It's not perfect. And
was it?
Your comments on it, I have to say, were very fair, and I agree with them. So.
Oh God, I can't remember what my comments are. Is it? Is it?
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, we did get a couple of stories with that theme, right? The
correct. two stories with that exact title.
Oh, right.
Which was, yeah. And and when I saw the other one with that exact title, I'm like, is Ed trolling me or something? And I shared my story with Dean for a bit of beta reading at the very last minute. It was very rushed. I'd been thinking about it for months but didn't actually put key to board until the last minute. And he did provide some panicked last-minute advice. But I thought maybe he wrote the other one to mess with me. But I don't know. He claims he didn't. So I guess we shall see whose wavelength I was on when we reveal the names pretty shortly. I'll be fascinated to see who titled their story exactly the same as me.
Amazing. Well,
don't
I didn't see
read it again now.
<I'm just> like...
Don't judge me. You're going to make me regret it.
No, that's good. I mean, look, it does track. That does have some elements of your voice, but it is actually, it's really hard to pick.
It is really hard to pick.
Especially in the genre that I haven't read any stories of you by. But yeah, so amazing.
Oh, well, about the MC Hammer story. That's kind of
That's true.
In the same realm. Not to mention the monster under the beds, monster in my bed story.
Fair, true. This is a little bit more explicit.
It's extremely explicit. My goal was to go as hard as possible. Yes. Can you stop?
I'm just highlighting random sentences on the screen. Oh, it's a good story. Well, I mean, it made the long list.
It made the long, just scraped in by the skin of its teeth. And look, that's fair. Like, I think I would have loved to have, I wish I'd written it sooner and edited it properly. Like, Dean had some very good ideas that I was just like, listen, I have no time. I don't have the headspace. This is going to have to do. So, yeah, it could be improved.
Amazing. Well done. You have one long list and one almost long list. In fact, your second story is making it into the long list when your first one gets cut, and then that's getting cut too. So that's technically two long listings.
Well, so good news for our other reserve.
Yeah.
I can't recall now off the top of my head what the other reserve was, but I hope you didn't long list in the comedy category as well, because then we're in trouble.
That's a good point. You didn't mention that. We could have just messed up completely with that. Yeah, but no, I didn't.
We'd figure it out.
Anyway, let's get to your guesses.
Oh, all right. Now, listen, I didn't make a list and I wish I had, but I will go, oh, I knew it, as soon as you tell me.
Right? Okay.
Because I did mark some. So for the record, I do have in my comments sometimes where I'm like, oh, could this have been Ed? So if my comment says that, I'm going to count it. And there were only a few that I did that for, maybe three or something like that.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you if it did say that? Because I obviously have read the comment for that story.
Oh, did it?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So it's none of them. So we can rule all them out. And I didn't go back over really. I did, but I can't recall which those were because I kind of went, no, I don't actually think that's him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I will say it's very, very hard. Like I don't know. My initial guesses for the categories that you might be in were either literary erotica or erotic comedy, but I ruled out erotic comedy because you had a bad attitude about it. And so I'm like, okay, well, it's not that one then. And I still think it could possibly be literary erotica, but the story I chose was actually in erotic romance. So can you confirm or deny if it was in erotic romance?
It was in erotic romance.
Okay. All right. I'm on the right track. All right. So my one guess, my final guess for the story that you wrote is.
Yes. That's it. Well done.
Woohoo.
How did you know? Your comment, just to say, was this was definitely written by a man. Which I was like, what?
And that pissed you off. What else did I say? Hang on now. I've got to see what bitchy comments I left. I don't think they were too bad because once I guessed that it was yours, I double checked if I'd written some horrible dissing thing about your writing, which of course is what I never do when we're judging. Okay. So I shall read my comment. It was certainly spicy, although the was a major turn off for me. Lol. If this wasn't written by a man, I will eat my hat. Still, I thought it was a valiant effort at both the theme and the erotic component. This idea of her being was a bit of a realism breaker for me. But that's a minor complaint compared to other stories that were not sexy at all, deserves consideration. So that's a pretty good comment, I have to say. I know you would have been pissed off that I picked that it was a man who wrote it, but come on, mate.
I don't know. I mean, I was surprised, I guess, that it was so obvious. Well, it was much better than Julia's comment, which was just no. so I'll take that.
Oh, sorry. I'll follow up with my long list comment. So, in fact, it did make the long list. So, well done. Congratulations. And my comment there as we were rereading all the erotic romance stories was, although this was well written, I feel it lacked the emotion needed to carry an erotic romance. Perhaps it is because it is really hard to make it sexy. Yeah. So clearly I couldn't get over the fact that that was not appealing.
Yes.
And okay, so do you want to know what my clues were as I was trying to decide? All right. So major clue being the theme, because I did think that's something that you would potentially cover. I knew when you had thought of your idea, you were so proud of it and you're like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, it's a good idea. So
I actually had a different idea and I switched to this, but yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I did think it was a concept that you would run with and think was entertaining. Yeah. And I also noticed the little smiley face in the brief explanation field, which felt like a little clue. And because of Chloe's previous smiley face brief explanation, I did see that as a tiny little clue. And then just when I read the story back, the fact that I thought it was written by a man, I think was another clue, because of course most of our entrants are women, so that narrows it down a little bit. And I thought it was clever. I thought it was well done. And I think the thing that ultimately sealed the deal when we were going back to finalize guesses, because I had made some comments throughout, but when I'm like, no, really, like with all this evidence in front of me, which one is it? The fact that it actually went pretty hard was another thing that I was looking for, because I'm like, I knew you wouldn't shy away from the spice factor, because we had talked about it, that we wanted more spice and that we thought some of the stories were too demure. So that was a big kicker at the end there too. I'm like, no, this is spicy. I think you would write something spicy. So yay, I got it. Woohoo!
Yes. Well done. Well
done. Out of 495 stories, I see you.
Yeah, no, that was very good. Well done. So in my defense, I feel like I need to defend myself on a few
charges. One more thing. Okay. The other last clue was your comment, which seemed really defensive.
Oh, really?
What did when I you're say? Like, I'm a bit confused about Julia's no.
Well, I was confused by Julia's no and her publishing quality tag. So she said publishing quality no. I'm like, well, which one is it?
Yeah, and she didn't leave a comment that really explained it. I don't think. No. Anyway, go on. So tell me all about it.
Well, I don't know if we'll talk about our experience writing more later, but just to say, like, what my aim was going to this. So I wanted a topic that kind of met that brief, and I wanted to challenge myself to write something that was very descriptive pretty much all the way through. What I found most challenging was just the scenario and making it realistic and trying to make it, I guess, emotionally resonant and not just like a sex scene. And that's the challenge. And thinking about it now, there are some issues with the structure and kind of the way it's structured. And that was like the first cut of how I wanted it to play out. And I think going back, I would write it in a different way. But I think I like at least achieved what I wanted to.
You didn't have your beta buddy. That's your problem.
I didn't have anyone to read it. So I was flying solo on that one. And it took me ages to write. Like, it just took me hours and hours to write.
Look, I thought it was good. I really did think it was good. And for sure, we can always edit. And
yeah.
I know mine needed an edit. Like, I rushed mine and there were so many things I know I would change before I even needed anyone to tell me, you know, like, it is what it is. And, you know, I hope we get the chance to maybe work on our stories before, if and when we share them in the collection. But yeah, it was good. It was good. It was definitely compelling. Like, it did kind of gross me out a bit.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah, but
anyway, you can tell me all the things that made it obvious that it was a man later.
Yeah, I will. I'll go back through and remind myself, and I'll make notes for the long list episode for Saturday, and I will report back.
Okay, that took ages. Let's move on to
that was great. I've been waiting 11 months. I know, that was good.
Yeah, no, same. And we both guessed. So, I mean, I guessed half of yours because you had
you
luck.
You guessed
extra tricky.
The one that I purposely made you guess. Mm. So that was strategic.
Fell
well
right
done,
into
me.
Your little trap. Let's crack on. Yeah. All right, so shall we go through? We're in comedy. Let's start. Do you want us to start with the winner straight up and move our way down? Or do you want to?
Hell yeah. Bring it on.
Okay. So the winner, and of course this is going out after the winner is announced, so mm-hmm. this is not a surprise. The winner, Love on the Landline. Great story. I think I picked, or maybe you picked Athena Law for the winner here, like based on the style. And I said, that sounds about right,
actually.
And just
the fact that she loves writing about grannies. She's got a granny.
Yeah, that's
team.
It. That's it. But that story was written by Ivy Craven.
Oh, interesting. Ivy Craven.
All right.
Well, it's not Athena. So
it's not Athena.
To see which story she did write.
Yeah, it is hard to tell. So second place with our friend Tommy, which is the one that I thought might be you, but that was actually S. Therese.
I wonder how many people are setting up a burner account.
But these are pen names as well. So if you've gone to the trouble of doing a burner account on top of pen name. So third in comedy, we've actually got two. It was a tie. So the first one is Smoke Show, which felt like a not quite right entrant for some reason. I felt like this might be.
I very strongly felt that this was Dean's story. And so I'm nervous to find out whose it is.
Well, I think you're right.
Oh, really? Yeah! Yes! How good am I?
Well done.
I mean, I got Athena wrong, but Oh, and how good's the pen name?
Well, I don't know if he'll allow us to reveal his identity on that one then.
We'll have to confirm because it's already too late because I've guessed it was him. But
yeah. So the pen name is Nicholas Sparks, which is pretty good. In fact, that may have been I put top in my list of
that was
pen
one of
names.
My Mm-hmm. Amazing. Love it. Yes. All right. And
the final one in the podium is Plant Daddy Dave.
Now, I guessed Greg for this one, but I wasn't as confident. But it's definitely a not quite writer. Definitely someone we know.
It is. And the pen name makes sense, yet. It's Zara Eloise Rowe, who has,
so it's a not quite
I'm pretty
writer.
Sure,
yes.
long listed in the past. All right, so do we want to reveal just the remaining?
Yeah, just to do them all. So this is all the long-listed ones?
Yeah, it's all the long-listed and higher.
Who have we got there? All right, some familiar names, some unfamiliar names.
Any that we can read out?
Hang on.
Well, we've got another one of my...
that's not surprising me. So one of my favourite comedic writers who writes for our comp and has long-listed a couple of times is featured here in the erotic comedy genre.
What's the pen name?
Jack Lewis Edney. So,
We've got another one of my favourite pen names, Fanny Flutters.
Yes. That was one of my faves as well. And look who it isn't there, Holly Zdarsky.
Oh, I didn't even see Holly. So Holly's was Fork Me Zaddy.
Which doesn't surprise
me.
Just
missed out on the long list, but yeah, that was.
Just missed out.
You know what? Actually, I had half a thought that this might be yours when I was going through this list as well, just because of the poster on the walls. I thought.
Oh.
But then I didn't think you would go into Greek mythology.
No, and it was very American-centric as well, with the Olive Garden references, but very funny. Mm. Very good, Holly. Thank you. The garlic sauce was.
Yes. Very close to the long list on that one.
Very, very close. And we've got Avril Robertson there as well, who came close. But lots of unfamiliar names. So lots of new people, I hope. Or maybe there's some sneaky people who are hiding their real identities in there as well.
All right. Shall we move on to the next category, which is erotic romance? So we know my one already. And I wasn't sneaky. It's just now under my name. Mm-hmm. And the pen name, which I can't really say because it's a real person.
Your pen name, but let's just say it's an in-joke that had me ruffling. And I told Andy and he had a good laugh as well. all right, tell me the winner.
The winner is Praise Song.
I'm going to guess potentially Linda Atkinson.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a great guess, actually. That's the kind of story that she would write. I wouldn't
be surprised if it's not. Mm. That's my guess.
Look, I'm not going to guess. I think it was well written. I enjoyed it. So I would say one of our good writers. But apart from that, let's just find out. It was someone new. Oh. Wes Roble is the pen name. And I don't recognize the name. Okay. Welcome and congratulations.
Yeah, that's huge. Thanks for writing for our
That's what she said. And
that's what he said.
That's what he said. Second place story, even if it ruins us.
That one I'm pegging for bad choice of words, but Chad.
Could be Chad. Mm-hmm. It would be amazing if this was
okay, let's see.
It was oh my god, that's amazing.
As we were rereading that, we're like, this is such a big coincidence, but apparently not.
Amazing. So third place, Under the Weather. One of a few, like, being sick yet being in the mood stories, which
you're not buying featured.
Which I'm not buying it. It's not been my experience, let's say that. So the writer of that story, the author of that story, Rachel Howden.
Well done, Rachel.
I'm not sure if I know Rachel, but well done on that one. And let's just reveal the rest of them, shall we?
Bring it on. Okay. Bring it on.
So, and someone gets bumped up as well.
Yeah.
The reserve there.
So many new names.
Yeah.
Recognize anyone except for... Oh, no, that's not true. We also have Kirsty Nottage there. But that's a whole bunch of new names.
Yeah, a lot of new names on that one.
Yeah, people who I don't recall featuring on the long list. Not lately, anyway. But, wow, cool. Love seeing new names.
Okay, let's move to the next category, which was, what are we doing next? Fantasy and supernatural. Bit of a shorter list for this category.
The winner is As They Like It. And I very strongly feel that that is Autumn Bettinger.
Mm.
I'm ready to be proven wrong.
Oh, yeah, this is the tree sex one. Not the only tree sex one either in the comp.
Oh.
But it's not Autumn Bettinger. The pen name is Hester Prim.
Yay! Oh, my God. She's going to be so happy. Holy shit.
Was this the winner of the whole comp?
Yes. Holy shit. Yeah. That is so cool. I have to confess at this point that that person is a friend of mine. That's someone that I know. I did not know that was her. This is very much a blind judging process. Mm-hmm. I am very excited about this. Holy shit. Okay.
It's amazing.
All right. Wow. Congratulations. And now I can't tell her. And
you can't tell her. And we can't reveal the name either because it is a pen name. So Hester Prim. Name. Congratulations, Hester.
Congratulations, Hester.
That is your real name.
Another great pen name, by the way. That was one that I marked as well. Very nice. That's that's a Crucible reference, or am I? Beg your pardon, Scarlet Letter. I knew it was some old timey women are the problem story. There's a few of them. Oh, wow. Oh, yay. Okay, that is great. All right.
How are you going to keep your mouth shut for, like,
however many weeks? Keeping my mouth shut when it's something that I know is going to, like, have extra drama if I keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
I'm good at secrets. It's all good. All right.
Second is Going Down, Story of a Vampire.
Great story. In the Very lift. Much written by a woman.
Yeah. Well, pen name is Verity Flame.
Verity Flame. Well done, Verity.
And yes, it looks like a woman. We haven't done the guesses, actually.
Well, we can reveal gender that later. That's okay. Oh, we can more legit if we guess before we say it, I guess. But
that's true. Well, you've recorded them in here, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yes.
Okay, so we did
you can just reveal those.
So we both said female for As They Like It. We both said female for Going Down, which is the second. And now we'll reveal the third place, which is Succulent Garden of Lamissa. Another great story in third. I said female, you said female, which is, you know, odds are.
I really like this one. This was a great story.
And that was Julia Rajagopalan.
All right. Another female. I mean, these ones were kind of very female gaze oriented, especially Going Down, I have to say. It's probably my
definitely.
Female gaze.
Definitely.
Awesome. Okay. Yay.
So the rest of them, let's reveal them.
All right.
Annie Lilly is a pen name, someone I'm familiar with.
Hey. Okay. Oh, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well done, Annie. I think that might
be just about all from that list.
Another bunch of new names. This is really cool. Mm. Maybe it's suggesting that our more erotic fiction writers who found this comp maybe doing a little bit better than our
that's not actually quite true. Writers. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Okay, let's move on to the next category.
Kink. Yeah.
Kink and kink and taboo.
There's a lot of names I haven't seen yet, so that's kind of...
Yeah. All right, so the winner of this category was Ablation.
We've both guessed that that was written by a male.
Oh, true. Yep.
And I didn't necessarily have a guess for who that might be, so...
Well, that looks like a female, and although the pen name is Javier Bateman.
Interesting. So written under a male name. Mm-hmm. So we're
second,
wrong.
About. So we're wrong on that one.
That was one I have to say, though, I was probably a little bit more unsure. It had big Euphoria vibes, that scene. So I wonder if that was part of the inspiration for that story. But anyway, all right, second place, we both said female for this one.
And that's Planning Day gameplay.
Was a female-oriented story.
I loved as well.
Yeah, loved this one, although it was very triggering for me.
Yeah.
That's my
And
wife.
That was Juicy Fruit.
Hey, another great pen name.
Juicy Fruit, not their real name, but female. I think we got that one based on the name.
And I'm wondering if that's someone that we know. But
could be. All right. And third place in this category is Who Says Attending Your Mum's Work Party Has to Be Boring? Definitely a memorable story, especially with that title. So
and we both sort of guessed that this might be written by someone who's non-binary or who, you know, doesn't identify with male or female necessarily specifically. So. Yep. But this person has written under a name that could be gender neutral. Yeah. So
Jordan Dove.
If you see there's some clues that we might be right about our guess on gender for that one. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why we guessed that regarding the protagonists in the story. But
All right, let's reveal the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Some names I recognize, some people who. Oh, hello. Oh, my God, that was such a good story. So we've got Nina Miller here with Eye Bangers, which was laugh out loud funny. So thank you, Nina. That was awesome. We've got a few other names I recognize as previous, not quite right, entrants, maybe long listers as well.
This is a great one, Ulysses S. Grunt. Excellent. All right. Second last category, literary erotica. We might find some not quite writers in this one. I'm expecting a couple, actually.
Do you want to reveal our genders there for the top?
Okay. So the winner of this category is Liver Spots, and we both said male for Liver Spots.
Mm. I wasn't sure about that, though, I will say.
Yeah, I wasn't sure
super
either.
Super confident, so, but we'll see.
And that was Martin Tolton, so not a name I recognize.
But male.
Second place, A Little Leprosy, a memorable story there. And I said male, you said female.
Yeah, and again, another one.
I wasn't sure about this one, I was borderline. Oh. And that was female, so you're right there. Drea Mala is the pen name, and not a name I recognize as well.
I do.
Oh, you do?
That's a not quite right entrant. Mm-hmm.
The third place story, Phantasmagoria, and we both guessed female for that story, and that is Erin Taverley, which could be either based on just the name, but she is female. All right, let's do a quick reveal of the others in the long list and thereabouts. Oh, Chloe Page.
Oh, hello, Chloe.
With Venus of, is it Urbino?
Again, a lot of unfamiliar names there. I suspect some people have been sneaky, created some burner accounts.
Double pen name.
But well done, Chloe.
Now, the final category, other genre. Very small category. Six stories.
Baby category.
But some of my favourites in here. So the winner, let's reveal the genders. Mm-hmm. We've all said... In fact, I've just gone female down the board, and you have as well with one non-binary. So let's go the winner, this category, which is Whirl Aghast.
I suggested might be a non-binary author.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell that from a name, but
We've got
the name
female author
is
for that
female.
One.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Sarah. That was a great story. It was early
that was one of your
me.
One of your early faves, because you had a big gap in judging and you'd only read like a handful, and you're like favorite, and I'm like, I've got to go read this.
That was a good one. Second place with Carapace was JJ Robinson, which is an alias for someone else that we know.
Oh my god, I'm so happy. Once again, this is a friend, and I am very, very, very happy that this person did so well. Oh, shit. Okay. I wouldn't have actually picked that. It is very well written, but I wouldn't have picked either of those for those people. So this is a big, lovely surprise. I do feel uncomfortable awarding prizes to friends, but I feel like as well, so many people now who enter our comp, I would call friends, and so it makes it hard. But
exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, we do judge it completely blind, so that's the
That's what it is.
Can't do anything about that. So third place is the Love Song of John Andrew. John Andrew Perflock, Out Magazine, March 20.
This is another one that I attributed to Chad. So I don't even know if he. Actually,
that is Linda Atkins.
Well done, Linda. I actually think that I might have guessed Linda as well in my earlier comments, but interesting. So well done, Linda. Mm. Yay.
Okay. Oh, I've just revealed everyone, and I've seen another name.
Hello.
And that's Edna Ellen Crow, who is another name that we recognize.
Well, great story.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah, so quite a packed long list there. All right, should we just go back and double check our genders from the first two categories? So erotic comedy, so Smoke Show, I said female and you said male, and that was, of course, Nicholas Sparks. And so you were right. Our friend Tommy, we had both guessed female, and that was female. And Love on the Landline, we had both said female, and that was female.
You're assuming everyone's aligning with their name as a gender, but anyway.
Interesting. Well, I have been checking. Okay. And
I've been checking the actual gender.
Inconsistently, let's say. All right. Erotic romance, last one. Praise song. I said male, you said female, and that was my turn to be right for a change. That was male. That was
occasionally I like to throw you a bone.
Well, thank you. Under the Weather would be so surprised if that wasn't female, and of course it is. And second place, Even If It Ruins Us, we were different on that. I said female, you said male.
You were right again.
And I was right again. Oh.
Double bones.
I like to hear that.
For this category. If you will.
If you will.
Will you?
Twice the bones. Well, I think that's it.
It's been fun.
It's been fun. Can't wait to record the long list episode in a few days. And
it's going to be thrilling.
Get the results out there.
I'm very nervous about reading these stories. It's going to be a very uncomfortable time.
No, it should be fun. If we can get through them, that's the thing. It'll just be a lot of giggling.
A lot of giggling. Especially now that we know who wrote them.
Exactly. Okay. Well, see ya.
See ya.